Hi there. George?
Yes.
This is Joan from St. Louis, your MSG lady.
Oh, hi there, Joan. Joan used to come on my local show every once in a while. She, rightfully so, is against MSG in foods. And I assume you still have that campaign going?
Well, I try. Our group busted up, but whenever I get a chance, why, I get on the air and try to tell people the dangers of MSG and what it's doing to their bodies.
Gives them the jitters, I'll tell you that.
I hope it does. I wish it would give the manufacturers a jitter. The reason why I called for the 13 line is because there are so many things. The number 13 is so prevalent in my life that you would not believe it.
Good things, I hope?
Well, some were good things. It was good for 37 years, and then the worm turned.
How'd it turn? What happened?
My husband died.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes, and a funny thing of it was, I met him on the 13th, and my mother said, well, it's not going to last. You met him on the 13th. She was so superstitious that I grew up hating 13s. But the funny part of it was, I just start telling you some of these things. I met him on the 13th. We got engaged on the 26th. 2 times 13 is 26. Married him. We were married.
How many years?
37 years.
37.
The first house cost $13,500.
I thought you were going to say you were married 13 years. For
no. The second house we saw on Friday the 13th, and we lived there 13 years. And we, I worked for 13 years. After we were married, I quit in 1967, which is 13.
You didn't have 13 kids, did you?
No, no. We were married 13 years before we got our adopted child.
Now, since he's passed on, has this number been very unlucky for you?
I think so, yes, except for one thing. The gentleman that I have been going with is 13 years older than I am. And he says he wears a size 13 shoe.
You probably, a size 13 shoe? What is he, a clown?
He's just got big feet.
My God.
But the number 13 has been haunting me. And every time I look at the clock, it's something 13. And I'll see that, oh, all the time. It kind of spooks me. And
well, it sounds like the numbers are turning around for you again.
Whenever I make a purchase, it always seems like it's $13 and something.
You can't get away from it.
Something 13 cents.
Do you ever notice, like, if you get a car, you buy a car, all of a sudden you notice everybody has that car?
Yeah, yeah.
That happens. I'm just beginning to wonder with numbers if, too, you know, people project it on themselves.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I don't know,
like
but
that.
Somebody said to me, they said, well, do you think maybe that 13 might be your husband trying to contact you, and that maybe the next time you see a 13, you ought to say, hi, John.
That's all you got to do. Hey, thanks a lot.
I don't know, but it just seems so odd that I wanted to tell you, you know, that like I said, I was married 13 years before we adopted our daughter, and his employee number was 13857. And the thing that got me the most was he died on a weekend, and you know the hospital calendars, how they're split, 6/7
yeah.
equals 13. He died in 1994. 9 and 4 is 13. He died at 8:50 p.m.
Can't get away from it.
No, I tell you, it's really haunting me.
Yeah. All right, Joe. Thanks for listening
all
these
years. Thank you for taking my call, George.
Yeah, sure thing.
Bye.
Yeah, she listened to me for years back in St. Louis and truly started a campaign to rid or at least make people more aware of MSG to the point where she's responsible for me. Whenever I go shopping, I look at a package, no MSG. If I happen to go to a Chinese restaurant, no MSG, because, you know, it does. It gives you the jitters. It's just, it's not good for you.